Vehicles play a critical role in most societies, and making a custom vehicle part of your character's gear is not that difficult to do. Thanks to some new additions from the Tech Revolution on page 76, which we're going to talk about, you can add custom vehicles to your game. And if you like what you see and you want to get the book for yourself, there is an affiliate link in the video description below. The first thing we need to address is what kind of vehicle do you want? Do you want something that's going to fit the entire party in it and just take one accommodation? Or do you want something that's a little more individualized, more personal, but maybe a little bit smaller and easier to transport? Maybe you have a party of Yasoki and you want to be flying around space or red planets on your space motorcycles. Maybe you want a nice amphibious vehicle, or maybe you want to have your own personal boat or a yacht. I would be more inclined to go with the attack helicopter or the tank, and both of those are options, at least for the right price. Once you have a concept of what you're trying to achieve, what you would like to purchase, then we can move on to the first step of creating a custom vehicle. Depending on what level you are and what level you want to have for a vehicle is going to greatly affect the price and some of the other base stats. Once you know what you're going to pay and what the base stats of the vehicle are going to be, we're going to modify the selection based off of your choices. All of this information can be found on page 77, where there is a graph that outlines all of the base statistics. You will find the price, you will find out how fast it moves, the armor ratings and the hit points, hardness levels and how much damage it will do should you decide to run it into something, the difficulty of the check should you decide not to run it into something, and how many modification slots you have. Now, step two is one of the biggest choices that will have the most impact to your vehicle's stats and abilities and what you're able to do with it. You get to now add one of the grafts available to you, and there are 9 in total. You will then adjust the base stats based on your selection. And for that, you have trucks, AT-ATs, boats, land cruisers, bikes, fast air vehicles, hover flyers, submarines, and tanks. You're welcome. Okay then. When you're making your selection, one of the most important factors you need to consider are the passenger count. If you have a party of 5, but your boat or your truck only holds 3, then somebody has to walk. The rest of the decisions will usually impact the armor, your hit points, the cost of the vehicle. So keep all of this in mind when you're making your selections and building your vehicle. Next, this will bring us into step 3, which is choosing your vehicle size. There is medium, large, huge, gargantuan, and colossal. A quick rundown of the sizes. Medium is more like your speeder bikes or vehicles that are more fitted for small creatures such as Yasoki and the goblins, halflings and the Raxalites. And just for point of reference, large is the normal size of most vehicles. Huge vehicles would be more akin to your transport trucks. These are cargo haulers. They are still drivable by one average person, but they are still very, very large. At the gargantuan scale, you're looking at mass transit, maybe some form of bus in the future, or planes, commercial planes. At the colossal scale, you're looking at things that are basically the size of an aircraft carrier. Entire platoons of military, they live on these ships or these vehicles. They are just that big. You're looking at planet-wide excavation. These things are huge. Once you've done this and you've applied all the modifiers, there are basically 2 optional steps that you can do from this point, but if you don't want to follow them, you don't have to, and then you are finished your vehicle creation. Now, if you do want to go with some of these other steps, these optional steps, here's what you will do next. Now in step 4, as I mentioned, this is completely optional and not necessary, but it can add an extra layer of flavor, or potentially intrigue if that's what you're after. There are 3 classifications of vehicle origin story. Maybe the vehicle that your players have access to is experimental. Most likely usable with your party's mechanic, these are one-of-a-kind vehicles that embody the vision and the precision mastercraft of the creator. This will actually make the price of your vehicle go down, and it will increase the modification slots. The next origin is factory made. Now, these types of vehicles are just mass produced. Standardized process has been developed, parts are available en masse, Getting things to repair them is pretty easy, and construction is not a problem. This will lower the cost of your vehicle, but it will also make it less customizable, so your modification slots will go down by one to a minimum of one, but your repair times go down by 25%, and the cost of repairs will also go down 10%. And finally, we are presented with the prototype. Again, this is a one-of-a-kind vehicle, but it is early stages of a brand new bleeding-edge technology. If you're running a corporate espionage game, this might be a great selling point for your players. Now, unfortunately, it does come with a bit of drawbacks for being so unique. The cost of such an item will mark it up by 10%, but you will also get extra modification slots. On the flip side, your repair time and your repair costs, they will go up 20%. Now, if you liked those, or maybe you didn't like those, we can move on to the second optional step, step 5. These are special grafts. Now, with the options for step 5, you can use up to 2 of them, and you don't have to make any selections from step 4 to use these. These special grafts are supposed to represent vehicle types that are designed for a singular and specific purpose. They are not supposed to be the everybody's vehicle. They do one thing, and they do that one thing really, really well. I guess if you selected 2, then they do 2 things really well. First up is the all-terrain graft. This will make your vehicle more expensive, it will reduce your speed, and it will also reduce your top speed. It will also decrease your attack modifiers, but your trade-off for that is when you're driving through difficult terrain, you just treat it as normal terrain. Amphibious will make your vehicle work just as well in water as it will on land. Now, of course, this will make your costs go up, and your ground speed will be the same as your water speed or your swim speed. Now, in order to do this, your vehicle must have a ground speed or the boat subtype. If you want to beef up the armor on your vehicle, then Armored is a good graft to have. 20% increase to price, so it ain't cheap. And because you're heavier, you'll also be slower, but both armor classes, EAC and KAC, will go up by 2 each, and you will gain 10% more hit points, and a 10% hardness rating as well. And if you happen to use your armored vehicle for cover, if it's an armored vehicle, your cover rating will also increase by 1. But you can't apply armored to an already armored vehicle, like a tank, for example. Computer-assisted controls will give you the Tesla autopilot effect for your vehicle. This will make it more expensive. Hover is a particularly useful feature for your vehicles, but it comes with some drawbacks. Your price will go up 10%, your speed will also go up by 5 feet. Unfortunately, your armor will go down. Hover vehicles are kind of finicky that way. They rely on very precise technology that doesn't deal well with bullets, lasers, generally getting hit with hammers. So your overall hit points for your vehicle will go down 20%. But your vehicle is now a land and water vehicle, as you will hover 5 feet above the ground. You will also ignore any difficult terrain. If you have a flying vehicle, hybrid aircraft may be a good option for you. And of course, your price is going to go up 15%, but now you're getting into transforming robots kind of territory here. Your speed will go up, your armor will go down 1 point each, EAC and KAC. Your hit points will also go down 10%, but now your air vehicle can also become a land vehicle. The junk graft is exactly like it sounds. Your vehicle is made up of a mishmash of parts. It functions barely. Your price will go down 20%, so this makes your vehicles much more cost-effective. Your full speed will decrease by 50 feet, so that is quite a hit. The piloting modifier will go down by 3, so it's also harder to drive. And the attack modifiers will also go down by 1, to a minimum of 1. And the vehicle will gain the broken status at 75% of its health rather than at 50. Now, if you choose this, there's a special feature that happens to your vehicles. You will gain a feature called unstable engines. Now, you remember when I mentioned that the vehicle gains the broken status? When this happens, your engines, they will explode in a number of rounds equal to 1d4. Now, personally, I think this feature actually sounds like a lot of fun. Next, we have the luxury graft. This is going to make your vehicle very, very plush, very comfortable. There are a lot of features and options that just generally improve the experience of riding, flying, being in the vehicle. Your price goes up 20% because luxury is not cheap. And you will increase your attack modifiers by 1. And because your vehicle is luxury and state-of-the-art, it will also gain a comm unit that works across the planet that you are on. And it also comes with an autopilot. If you want to go fast, Racercraft is for you. These vehicles are racing machines, powerboats, motorcycles, NASCAR, F1, drones that you can fly on. Because you can add this to a flying vehicle as well. Your speed goes up, your hit points go down, and your hardness levels go down. Your passenger levels also go down by 50%, so be careful what you apply this to. Once you've done all of this and calculated your new speeds, your total top speed will increase by 25% of that number. Lastly, we have transport. This is for moving cargo. These vehicles tend to be very large. They are difficult to maneuver, but they can get up to some pretty high speeds in a straight line as long as you keep them on that straight line. Land speed goes up 20%. The piloting modifier goes down, so it's easier to maneuver, it's easier to drive, and your passenger count doubles. Now, this last bit here is for the GMs. Vehicle does not upgrade with the players. This is very important. So if you're planning to include these custom vehicles or giving the group a vehicle of their own that they are maintaining and managing, you need to give them some downtime, proper time to deal with this. When they're ready to make their upgrades and do some retrofitting, then we can start either removing pieces that they don't need, adding more, sometimes they get more modification points, they're moving the vehicle up the scale in levels. And when they do this, they gain all the new features of that new level, all the new stats. Now, depending on the size of the vehicle will depend on how long it takes. If it's a medium vehicle, you're looking at 1 day of downtime. A large vehicle will be 2, and the huge vehicle will be 3. Understandably, gargantuan vehicles will take longer, so you're looking at 5 days to do the upgrade, and colossal vehicles will be 10 days. Now, the cost of doing this will depend on a couple of things. If it's a standard custom vehicle, it's just the price difference between the new level and whatever modifications they've already added. If it's a pre-built vehicle, one of the mass-produced vehicles, then your cost is going to be 50% of whatever it is now, and that's it. Please pay attention to what level your vehicle is, because depending on what level it's moving to, there are changes in how much hit points you get, how the hardness rating changes, and how much the armor class rating changes. If I'm being honest, Paizo did not make this particular section very user-friendly. It's fairly complicated. Thank you to all of my patron supporters who continue to support my work and the channel. It's greatly appreciated. My name's Nathaniel. Thanks for stopping by, everyone.